Playwright and screenwriter Beth Henley has said, "Almost everything in my plays is something I've heard of, seen, or known about. I don't think of my characters as wacky, I just think of them as vivid." Critic Ken Tucker has a review of Henley's Crimes of the Heart. The movie is now available on home video cassette.
Crimes of the Heart finds a new medium in its video cassette release this month. This tale of three wacky Southern sisters began its life as a play that ran for a year and a half on Broadway. It earned its author, Beth Henley, a Pulitzer Prize. Last year, opened up and stuffed with stars, Crimes of the Heart became a movie starring Diane Keaton, Sissy Spacek, and Jessica Lange. Now that movie has been shrunk down to fit your TV screen for an overnight rental. What has been the fate of Crimes of the Heart as it makes these transitions? Well, with each shift, from Broadway theater to movie house to your house, a larger audience sees the work. One of the ways popular culture operates is that a mass audience inevitably changes the piece of art that it experiences. When Crimes of the Heart is viewed on the TV screen, it's impossible not to think of it as something its Pulitzer judges probably never considered. It's a sitcom, pure and only slightly more than simple. Keaton, Spacek, and Lang play sisters who are reunited for a death watch over their sick grandfather. Almost as an afterthought, the other two learn that Sissy shot her insufferable husband in the stomach the other day. The three actresses, each an Oscar winner, have all too good a time rolling Southern accents around in their mouths. They dive headfirst into the cutesy eccentricity that Beth Henley has created. Take this, and I do mean take it, from a scene in which Diane Keaton throws a snit fit at Sissy Spacek about the fact that Jessica Lange has eaten her birthday box of chocolates.
"Do you see? This was my one and only birthday present to me, and look what she's gone and done. Will you please see this? She's taken one little bite out of each piece of candy in this box, and then she's just put it right back in. Oh, that is just so much like her.
Lenny.
Well, I can't help it. I can't help it. It just gets me mad. It gets me upset. Well, Megan's always run wild. You know she started smoking and drinking when she was 14 years old. She never made her own bed. She never made it to the grave. Yet somehow, she always seemed to get what she wanted. Well, you remember how she's the one who got to sing the dance lessons. And you know you remember how she always had 12 golden jingle bells sewed onto her petticoats. Well, you and I were only allowed three apiece. Just tell me why.
As home entertainment, Crimes of the Heart is no better than a good rerun of All in the Family, and significantly worse than an episode of The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. Seeing this much-lauded work as video cassette fare offers a good lesson in the relative value of plays, movies, and television shows. Despite what the culture snobs insist, one medium is as good as the other. A good TV show is as valid as a good play, and it works the same way for the bad stuff. If you want to see a good play that even gains something on the small screen, rent the new video cassette of the Sam Shepard play True West, starring John Malkovich and Gary Sinise. Other new video cassette releases include The Color Purple, Steven Spielberg's transformation of Alice Walker's novel, and Wisdom, the wildly misnamed movie bomb that marked actor Emilio Estevez's directorial debut.
Critic Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.